So, Philip, tell us, how did you come to this beautiful spot? We're in this gorgeous... This was a plantation house, was it?
Yep. I was here in the September, and I heard that the owner had died and his wife's widow was putting it on the market. And so I came up and had a look at it, and I liked it. It was very quite derelict, quite overgrown, but it, just the position is fantastic. And so I said, yeah, I was interested, and then I made some inquiries and was told, oh, I'm very sorry, it's been sold. And I thought, oh, well, that's that. No, thought no more about it. And then in the January the following year, this was in September, January the following year, somebody said, are you still interested in Mount Rodney? I said, well, I could be. Why? What's happening? And he said, well, the guy that's bought it hasn't paid any deposit at all, and the widow's getting fed up, so she's going to put it back on the market. So I said, yeah, I'm interested. So he said, I'll find out what's going on. And then he said, oh, she's coming over from England, because she was living in England, the widow. She said she'd be over next week. I'll give you a ring, or she'll give you a ring. So I came up to see her and had a look at it, and we agreed a deal. And I said, I better give you a deposit then.
And I did.
So a deposit, and that was that.
But how long ago was that?
That was January 07. January 7, yeah, so we moved up. I just started building, we started building the hotel in October 06.
And so you bought the land for the hotel before?
Oh, yes, yeah, I was renting a house. I was renting a house just down the road. And then this came on the market. And so I moved up here in, moved in here in March 07, sort of more camping than living here. It was a bit derelict. But I moved in, and I didn't want two building projects going on, so I sort of camped in here for 2 years until we'd finished finished the hotel, and then we moved the builders up here and set to up here, and here it is.
Wow, it's a beautiful house. I mean, what's the history of this house?
It's the old plantation house. Not a very big plantation, but it's the Mount Rodney plantation, probably a couple of hundred acres in its day. We've got about 11 here now with the house. Yeah, around the house here. Yeah. Mostly the fruit generally. Yeah, it's we get a bit short of water in the dry seasons. And there's no natural water up here. We don't have mains water here. We rely entirely on rainwater. There's a big water tank underneath the house which supplies the house. So we don't have any spare water. So we only grow what I call long crops. These trees. Fruit trees and something. We don't grow any short stuff like.
So what do you do with the fruit trees?
August Hotel.
August
Hotel. Yeah.
Because 11 acres, that must produce.
Well, it's only. It was all. I've only just started planting it up. It was all bush when I bought it. More or less all bush, and then we've gradually planting it up, So
it's.
I was a farmer in the UK, yeah. And
not
citrus fruit and the like, no. But we're planting it up, and we at the moment everything that we produce goes to the hotel. Maybe when it's all in full production, we might be growing more than the hotel needs. But we use an awful lot for juice, especially because all the juices at the hotel are fresh. Everything's fresh. Every juice is, yeah. And so all the fruit at the moment goes for. Some of it does. Well, it's not enough at the moment. Anything like we buy a lot
here. Did you find it difficult converting from farming in the UK, that kind of farming, and the rigors of farming here?
Well, farming here is only a bit of a hobby, really. It's not. Yeah. It's just nice to be able to go out and have your own stuff, but it's not really. I wouldn't.
Are you able to apply the same kind of knowledge?
No, completely different. Here you just plant. Here you just plant it and hope it. Well, I just plant it and hope it grows. I don't apply any scientific anything to it at all. It's all organic, and I just sort of plant it and hope for the best. If it lives, it lives. If it dies, it dies. Plant something else.
So what made you so you sold the farm and then you bought a boat?
Yeah, bought a boat, and Annie and I we lived on a boat for 4 years, and on board 4 years. Yep, we came out, we sailed from England across to here, and then we chartered the boat in the BVI, out of the BVI for the 4 years, and then saw this place, and we bought the land where the hotel is and started building that. And
so why did you sold everything in the UK to buy by
yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
So where did that come from?
Well, we just thought we'd have a change. We were going to have a year off, really, but a year turned into, I say a year off, but the year on the boat. The idea was to buy a boat and sell it after a year and settle somewhere. We never quite decided where we were going to settle. Could have been anywhere in the world, really. But it's just turned out it was Grenada.
So why was it Grenada?
Just happened. Could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere. Just happened to be... Not particularly, just happened to be here, happened to see that bit of land where the hotel is and thought, oh, that's nice. Build a hotel. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, okay.
Sounds like you're perfect. You're made for the laid-back life.
Well, I think it's got a bit laid-back. Yeah, it's just one of those things that seemed like a good idea at the time. And there's certainly no, oh, we'll go to the Caribbean and find some land and build a hotel. There was certainly none of that at all. Originally, we were going to just build a house there, but the people who were selling it would only sell the land for commercial use. So, all right, we can't build a house, we'll build a hotel. So that's what we did. And here we are. Yeah.
So do you
You saw the land in 2004, first saw it, and bought it in 2005, and started building in 2006, basically. Yeah. Annie is very involved in the local life, a bit more so than me. But I'm still very much involved. I mean, I'm very much involved in the hash here on the island, which is every Saturday I go hashing, and I do the triathlons and the like on the island. Anne is very much involved in the boys' home and the that side of it. But yeah, between us, we're very. There was the orphan boys' home at Far. You'll talk to her about that. She'll tell you all about that. Yeah. But she's very much involved in that side of it. Well, I go back every year for a week. Yeah. No, I went back for 3 weeks this year. I go back for a couple of weeks every year, but that's I like it out here. I think it either suits you or it doesn't. It's got a lot going for it, and there's a lot of frustrations being here. But things like trying to get anything done. And if I have a problem with a piece of equipment in the kitchen, if you're in England, you ring up and there's a man there that day, or if not, it's the following day. And if you need parts, well, there's the parts, so you're on the phone and it's delivered the next morning and good to go. If I need that machine now, I need in the kitchen, I need a part for it, right, I've got to find that in England or in America or wherever, and then I might get it in 4 or 5 weeks if I'm lucky.
You can't find anything.
Well, there's nothing made on the island. I mean, the island doesn't make cookers and fridges and kitchen equipment or anything like that. I mean, that's all made, you know. Yeah, everything's imported. So therefore, if you want any bits and pieces, then yeah, it's imported. So that's the sort of the frustrations of it, is trying to get things like that done. But other than that, it's very laid back out here. It's a great way of life. As long as you can accept that, then it's fine. Yeah, I love it. Pleasure.